Here's a story that shows just how much some industries depend on immigrant labor. Last week in New Bedford, Massachusetts, the Coast Guard and immigration officers sent hundreds of undocumented workers running. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, they staged a small raid on fish processing businesses.
New Bedford is a coastal city in New England that still has a big fishing industry. Down on the waterfront, there's a bustling fish auction and scores of processing businesses where boats pull up dockside to unload their catch.
At 5 a.m, I pulled into the auction and I had all these vans around me and all these cops just come out, you know, with their vests, everything on.
Carlos Brilhante is a manager at AML International. AML buys fish at the auction next door, then workers here chop it up, fillet it, wash it, and pack it on ice to ship to restaurants or other businesses around the world. Just about all the workers here are immigrants, many from Guatemala. But that morning, Brilhante says immigration officials were waiting for workers as they arrived. They asked workers for ID, and if they didn't have any, arrested them. He says immediately, cell phones started ringing all over town.
People just called each other on the cell phones warning each other, so everybody just started fleeing from all the companies.
Frank Ferreira, AML's general manager, says all along the docks here, hundreds of workers ran out of fish processing companies and other businesses too, such as sewing shops.
It was everywhere. I mean, it was like an exodus. I think just about every industry in this whole city that had Guatemalan people or Salvadorian people were gone within an hour.
Ferreira says he hires workers through an agency. If he hires them directly, he says he always takes down driver's licenses and social security numbers, etc., though he's not required to verify that such ID is legitimate. As it turns out, only a dozen people were arrested, and most were processed and quickly released. Federal officials aren't saying much about the operation, but it does not appear to be a major crackdown. Still, with a lot of his workers scared off for 2 days, Ferreira says his company lost out on tens of thousands of dollars in business.
If they really got serious and it continued every day, that there'd be a lot of business in the city of New Bedford that would just go out of business.
Ferreira says he's heard the complaints about illegal immigrants stealing jobs from Americans. Some groups have been calling for more raids and more enforcement to deter companies from hiring illegals. AML or the employment agency may face fines of up to $11,000 for each worker. But Ferreira says, in actuality, in the fish cutting business, nobody wants these jobs but immigrants. The job only pays $7 an hour for cutting fish in a cold, wet warehouse all day, some weeks working 80 or 100 hours. Other weeks, you only get 10 or 20 hours of work. There's no health insurance.
This industry cannot survive without these workers.
UMass Dartmouth professor Daniel Georgiana is an economist who's studying the fish processing industry here. Georgiana says if the pay was a lot higher, say $15 an hour, more people might be interested in the work. But he says the companies just can't pay that.
They're really squeezed. It's not as if they can just simply raise wages because they can't raise prices. The food business has become exceedingly competitive on a worldwide scale.
In other words, if the cost of Atlantic cod or halibut goes up sharply, most people will just buy some other kind of fish from somewhere else, or they'll eat chicken or beef. Georgiana says the other thing about the immigrant workers is that many will stay in these low-wage jobs for years, which means the companies don't have to train a lot of new people. A woman named Maria is sharpening her foot-long fillet knife on the production line at AML. She's quickly and deftly skinning and deboning monkfish. Maria's been cutting fish in New Bedford going back 11 years, ever since she came to this country illegally from Guatemala.
Sometimes her parents couldn't get food on the table for them, so it was very hard, very poor.
Maria finally got legal status here, but it took a decade, during which time she says she was afraid to return to Guatemala to visit her young son and family. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.